Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, there's a topic that one can discuss for ages and never come to a complete understanding of her beauty, her goodness. The most important thing to think of is what the saints really have spoken of her, in particular St. Thomas Aquinas, who said that for God to have created any creature, even infinitesimally more perfect than Mary, he would have had to create another God. Now, what that means is that God exhausted himself in creating her. And why shouldn't he? He was creating her to be his own mother. All of us would do the same if we had that ability to give our mother every single attribute and beauty and perfection that we could prior to our birth. And so God was no different than even the very natural desires of the human heart. He created his own mother, so perfect and so beautiful, and then he gives her to us. Now, the importance of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the reason why God gives her to us to be our mother is because in the natural order, we recognize a reflection of the divine order. Just as all of us are born in the natural order, there is the sacrament of baptism. Just as all of us need to be taught, we have teachers among us, priests, bishops, the Pope. Just as all of us need forgiveness and we need reconciliation between each other, we also need this reconciliation between oneself and God, the divinity. As we have rites of passage from childhood to adulthood, we have in the spiritual life confirmation. Just as we have union between one individual and another, between man and woman, husband and wife, so also we have the sacrament of matrimony. And thus, since human nature is a reflection of the divine, so also as no one can be born without a mother, so also no one can be born into the supernatural life, into the spiritual world, without a mother as well. Let's face it, if God is going to call himself Father, Jesus is going to call us brother, he has to supply for us a mother as well. And this mother, the most blessed Virgin Mary, the most perfect creature of all creation, is not only our mother in faith, but our mother through every single reality, spiritual as well as human. Why? Because she's the perfect example. She's the perfection of the church. She is everything we hope to be. She is given to us so that we can know how to love her son. Really, when you think of it, who knows the son better than a mother? When those who are going to get married begin to meet the in-laws, the first thing that a woman will do is ask the mother about her son. She fills him in, the mother fills her in on all the little special things, little special moments, what he likes and dislikes. So also, Mary gives us the ability to love Jesus as he wants to be loved. Now, the most blessed Virgin Mary was conceived without original sin. That means at the very moment of Mary's conception, she was freed from original sin so that no stain of sin would ever touch her soul. In other words, she was redeemed by Christ before his passion and death so that no stain of sin would touch her. She would never be under the dominion of the devil. And so God could take his flesh from her and thereby raise humanity to the level of the divine. The Blessed Virgin Mary is of all importance to a person who seeks to love Christ, to Jesus, because it is through her that we learn how to love him and learn who he is. It is through her that he received his humanity and the very flesh that he used to redeem us. Mary is absolutely essential in teaching us what we need to know with regard to our own humanity and the love that we must achieve in order to attain our final end, which is heaven. The Blessed Virgin Mary, at the very, very beginning, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and asked her if she would become the mother of God, she chooses, she says yes to the divine will. And she is told that her cousin Elizabeth is with child. And she goes in haste to the hill country of Judea. Now, in haste meant that if she took a lame camel, she would get there probably within a day. If she went in haste, it meant that within hours she was entering into the hill country of Judea. That means that she runs to Elizabeth. She goes in haste. She takes Jesus to others. Here's her first example. Then, filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth says something almost unbelievable to the people of the day and age. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Now remember, anytime you find filled with the Holy Spirit, it means that this is God speaking. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth says, "How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Within hours of gestation, Mary is declared by God through Elizabeth that she is the mother of her Lord. In a society where no one was considered a mother until she gave live birth, God is proclaiming that Mary is the mother of the Lord. That means human life begins, according to Scripture, at the very moment of conception. And then, because we sometimes need to hear things twice, God repeats this through Elizabeth when she says, "The moment your voice sounded in my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy." Now, joy is a human response. Cats, dogs, other animals can't have joy. They're happy. They hear the can opener, they're happy. They hear the car door, they hear you with keys at the door, they're jumping up and down, they're happy. But no animal can have joy unless they are imbued with a soul that has a divine touch. Only a human being can be filled with joy. And therefore, John, in the womb of his mother, only months after conception, he expresses his joy at the sound of Mary's voice, bringing to him the sanctification wrought by our beloved Lord and Savior. The Blessed Virgin Mary teaches us that we must follow God's will. When at Cana the wine runs out, she simply says, "Do as he tells you." That's the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's her purpose. To find and fulfill the will of God, because it is only in following the will of the Father that we can truly find our happiness, not only on this earth, but forever in heaven. Mary teaches us that there is nothing more important than God's will be done. We say it in the Our Father. Jesus taught that prayer. And when she comes to find him with his other brethren, he says, "Who is my mother? But the one who does the will of my Father." We find Mary at all of the most important elements of the life of Jesus, and she is always pointing us toward her Son. He is the Son of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. She is the mother of all who call themselves Christian. When Christ hung on the cross, he said, "Behold thy mother." And then he said to the disciple, not that disciple. In Hebrew and Greek, it speaks to the generic disciple. Whoever calls him or herself a disciple, "Behold your mother." It is not an optional devotion that the church for 2,000 years has offered the human race. It is a necessity to see Mary as our mother. Each and every single person who has been baptized in water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit receives that grace through the intercession of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, because we are all sons and daughters of Mary. As we are sons and daughters of God the Father, as Christ, who is the Son of Mary, the Son of God, offers to us not only his salvation, but his very mother, so that we can know how to love him. Oh, there are many who can love Jesus without Mary, but no one can love Jesus the way he wants to be loved unless we love him through her. for she will never lead anyone away from Christ, but toward him and into him. She it was who bore him in her womb for 9 months. She it is who can teach us how to carry Christ within us now, how to take him to every single person we meet, how to live a life of complete dedication and love of the divine will. It is she who will teach us how to incarnate Christ in a world that has a desperate need for his presence, a need to see him living among us. It is Mary who will teach us how to incarnate that love in every action, in every word, in every place that we go, to become Jesus. That is what Mary teaches us. And only she can do that, because only she truly brought Christ, flesh of her flesh and bone of her bone, into this world so that he would be able to teach us what real love is and show us by his life, passion, death, and resurrection. This is the mother that we've been given. This is the most blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of God, the mother of all who call themselves Christians.